Don't let the ensuing downdrop prove a dampener from pressing on. In God's economy, this may yet be a divinely appointed forerunner that paves the way for the real thing to come to pass. For in much the same way that no one could predict what a tomato would look like from its seed, so what you sow does not come to life until it dies. Give special grace to those who are finding the ridge between theory and practice too steep a gap to bridge. Shake their spirits free from all such impositions, and grant the ability to move beyond all critical noise, to hear the inner promptings and well done of Christ.
So few are willing to risk much for you, yet still they wonder why so little is accomplished. Bless those who are prepared to risk much more for love of the crucified. As you lead them far beyond the beaten track to interact with people's pains and pleasures, their feet may well be pierced by the thorns that fall from your crown of thorns, as they too find themselves a spectacle before men and angels alike.
Tomorrow has two possible routes: the path that is fear's own sphere, and the green swathes of godly faith. Help us resist the chant of the fearings, for when our heart is conquered by your beauty, we will achieve much simply because you ask for all.
When the enemy tells you that things will not work out and that you will never achieve anything worthwhile, or if that tack doesn't work, that you've done quite enough and thoroughly deserve to rest from all your labours. Refuse the temptation to swing to either extreme, and pray for endurance to take the next step forward, and then the one after, always just a little farther, until breakthrough comes, and all becomes clear.
Bless those who refuse to allow the powers of darkness to challenge their stance, so that they do not find the heat too intense and turn and snap at us, the staff we have been leaning on splintering and piercing our hand, but rather resisting, overcoming, and staying true to the very last.